This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
I blacked out for a second. I went all the way dark. But
you
I came
did.
Back. It was just like when your screen goes dead and then it's back.
And know? That was your brain.
That was my whole brain.
Yeah.
Today's topic.
Yes.
Is passion.
Passion. And it's a truly passionate episode because we have a guest.
We have a very special guest.
We have a V special guest. My very good friend, Betsy Kenny. Betsy.
Hi.
Thanks so much for coming on the
show. Thanks for joining us,
Betsy. Oh my gosh, thanks for having me, you guys.
We're so excited to have you. Betsy's like one of the funniest people I know in the entire world.
Ugh, sad.
She's she is actually a coworker of mine, but is an incredible performer, writer. She's a performer at UCB in New York. Her monthly show is called The Place We Live, and you should 100% go see it. She's also the voice of Angie on the Netflix original series Motown Magic. And she's also a writer director, so go to her Instagram and click on her bio and watch all of her shit.
Like now!
I'm like, what are you doing?
Go right now, turn off this podcast.
You can't do both at the same time.
It's
You'll
true.
Explode.
It's too much. So thanks for coming on the show. I kind of forced you.
But are you a porn watcher?
No. Uh-huh. So this was very interesting for me.
Yeah. Was this literally like the first porn you'd actually sat down and watched? Or was it like, oh, you'd seen little bits and blobs?
I've seen bits and blobs.
Uh-huh.
But I won't say specifically until we talk about the things.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But I did have a lot of thoughts. I was scared. I was shocked. I was excited. I was sad. So, you know, it was a roller coaster ride. Mm-hmm. And I was happy to get off by the end.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get off, but I got off the ride.
Oh.
I didn't mean it.
Oh my God.
That really
see what
like
I mean, folks.
Yeah.
See what I mean.
Just these things just you know? Happen naturally.
So we picked passion for you because we thought it would be like an easy, comfy search term. It's usually it's kind of coincides with like romantic is also another.
It's a lot of the passion porn you see is like female friendly.
Yeah.
Like
porn
passion
for women.
For women.
What's the difference between romantic and passion?
That's a great question. We don't really know.
As far as search term goes, I don't think there's any. It's a Venn diagram of whatever, because people just make porn and decide for themselves whether it's passionate or romantic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I had to draw a distinction, I'd say like passion to me speaks more to the sex itself, being like passionate and like urgent.
Yeah.
Whereas like romantic, I'm like, ugh, there's gonna be dinner.
Exactly. Or like
there's
this
a fireplace.
Hours.
Yeah. Right. There's like more dialogue
because
it's about like the romance.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go on a whole tangent about like romance is nostalgia is like distance, like being it's an academic thing that I won't get into.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say that passion's better for the purposes of porn.
Okay. I think like the type of sex, like I feel like a lot of times it's like, you know, if there's one end of the spectrum is rough and then the other end is like passionate.
Oh, interesting. But again, I think those two can like overlap.
They can. They can. But I feel like it's like on like websites, you know, it's like, is this rough or is it passionate?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like passionate's kind of like, I usually feel like it's like slower. You know, it's a little bit, it's intense still, but it's slow. And like, there are moments of like, you know, roughness, maybe. Uh-huh. Like, there's some pounding in there, but there's, like, lots of kissing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I didn't know if I agreed with the statement that it's slower. Like, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like revisiting this topic, I was like, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Like, there was a time that I, like, you passion was one of my search yeah. terms because it sometimes meant more attractive people.
Mm.
And
why?
Because it was, I don't know, because it's, like, for women. And yeah. it's like, well, it better be, like, the production value, like, goes up a little bit.
Right.
And it. I think of it as like not rough sex where it's about like spanking or bondage mm. or that necessarily, but like the urgency of passion that yeah. you can find in song. Like that to me like is can be fast paced.
Sure.
Or have like a rhythm to it.
Yeah. I couldn't find a definition of like passionate sex, you know?
Right. I mean, it's so broad.
Yeah.
We could define it a million ways.
However, I do have a definition for the word passion.
Let's go.
Strong and barely controllable emotion.
Wow.
I know.
It's barely like controllable. You only get it if you have it.
Yeah, like
you can't explain it.
You just you know it or you don't.
If you know, you know.
Like, sorry.
Searches for the term go up on Valentine's Day 164%, which tracks for me. I feel like that makes sense.
Because people want to learn how to have passionate sex.
They're like, well, it's on Valentine's
He's
Day.
He's like, fuck, my wife said you better be passionate on Valentine's Day. I have to see what that means.
I gotta do some research really quick.
I did find a stat that men show bigger jumps in searches yeah. for love and passionate than women do. Yeah. So that would track with your theory.
Yeah.
That it's like, oh, I gotta figure out what passionate sex looks
oh,
like.
Oh, totally.
Romantic also goes up on Valentine's Day.
Mm. Cute.
Yeah. Oh, also romantic sex goes up on Pornhub on International Women's Day.
Really?
Yeah. Good.
I gotta treat my girl right today.
Better do some research.
Can't pound her ass. Not tonight. That's what me and Ryan do usually. So.
Just
pound ass.
Pound ass.
Good. Good. We're about it here.
I love that.
Here
yeah.
girls on porn.
Every once in a while, you know, just gonna get a good old ass pounding.
Mm-hmm.
I found a stat that's nothing to do with passion porn. Mm. It was like a Bustle article, and it was just like adjacent.
Yeah.
But I wanted to share it because I was fascinated by it. That women actually watch more porn than men.
Really?
Because by duration.
Oh.
So like the audience base is still more men than women.
Yeah.
But we watch it for longer.
Interesting.
Yeah. Somehow that doesn't surprise me.
Well, it's because like the average woman takes like 40 minutes to
come.
To come. So
yeah. The average man takes 4 minutes to come.
Something like
if
that.
If there's porn involved.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know.
Which is, you know, a long time.
What's that like? You know? Maybe we'll find out one day.
You know, I would be so lucky to... Yeah. Find a 4 minute man.
Yeah.
Dreamy. He sounds hot.
Yeah. He sounds passionate.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, that's why I don't really have a lot of other stats for.
Yeah,
for
I mean, this is
term.
A weird topic to sort yeah. of research. To yeah. be like, heard of passion? Yeah. Here are poets but from the 19th yeah. century who wrote about it.
Like, I did do some research on the idea of like porn for women, that category.
Okay.
Because it was launched in Pornhub around like 2011.
Oh.
It was like when they were like, oh, hey, we should find something for the ladies. We got some girls watching this stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And before then, it was like a lot of women were watching like gay sex. And
what did that launch look like? Was it just the category itself?
Yeah.
Or was
it
actual
category.
Production? Or
yeah.
Kind of both.
It's just like it's just a category. And it yeah. had its own like aesthetic, basically.
Gotcha. That category is a little bit garbage.
Like, oh, it
the
is.
Algorithm is broken. Like you go.
Absolutely.
Like I used to use that too and would be like, ugh, like half of it. I'd be like, this is like.
It's
taxi
like,
cab porn. It's
right.
the opposite of porn for women.
Yeah, it's like
it's
soft
rapey
lighting
porn. Yeah.
Well, a lot of it was just like boring.
Yeah. It's well, like, the better side of it is like piano music and like curtains yeah. like flowing through a window,
soft lighting, oh, God, and like yeah. vanilla
and then, like,
sex,
very slow sex.
Right.
Which is like it's not what I want.
Yeah. Which is weird because actually like rough sex is extremely popular as a search
with
term
women.
With women.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So yeah. Once again. They just don't get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there is a lot of great websites, which we feature a lot, that, you know, cater towards the female-friendly category.
Mm-hmm.
obviously we talk about Balesa, shh.com, frolic me, exconfessions, deeper.com, which is one of the videos we'll talk about later is from deeper.com.
Yeah.
But yeah, porn is just porn. It's for everybody. There's porn for everybody, you know?
Get on that soapbox, Rachel.
Yeah, tell your dog he has a right. You put it on when you go to work. That's what he wants.
If he wants to watch it, he can.
That's right.
Should we do the showdown?
Sure.
Let's get to it.
Let's do it.
So, Betsy, this is the part of the show where we go to a porn aggregate and we type in the search term. And Laura picks the funniest titles that she can find.
Okay, I love it.
Or the worst ones. Same thing.
That's true.
Let's arrange a passion with you.
Wait. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Weird.
Yeah. So much of what we find in this universe of porn titles is titles that are lacking in grammar.
Mm-hmm.
Or... just were like weirdly typed in a hurry where you're like, you didn't check for typos before you put the title on the internet.
Oh my
like
God.
Before you publish the video. It's a lot of that.
Let's arrange a passion for you.
Yeah.
That's a bot.
With you.
A bot wrote that.
Yeah.
Oh, with you.
Yeah. Let's arrange a passion with you.
Oh.
Next we have passionate fuck in a van with husband's friend screaming while jerking off.
Whoa.
No.
Whoa. He's screaming?
I guess.
Why outside is he of the van? Is he outside of the van?
He I might think be.
He's filming. Yeah. Why do we think they're in a van?
You haven't had van sex, Rachel? Yeah. It's the best.
They were staking out the house.
Right. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Like it was a late night stakeout.
Yeah.
It's a husband and wife. They're a private eye duo.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's a classic.
They're a detective team.
Yeah. And they're friends.
That's hot. I mean, and the other guy can't control himself and he's screaming.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm into that one.
Me too.
Next, we have Passion City Ep 2 Beta. Fuck you, boss.
Oh, wow.
A lot happening. Wow.
Yeah, boss and employee passion.
Uh-huh.
Is that a big one?
Sometimes, yeah. There's a lot of like workplace, you know. And I think people like workplace because that means that they can wear an outfit.
Did you say a lot of people?
A lot of people.
One person we know.
Well, okay, yeah.
John Gabris.
We just talk about him.
Bless his heart. Well, liked to watch like real estate porn, like secretary porn, because it meant the girl would start clothed and be in like a cute outfit. I don't feel like a lot of people.
I think a lot of people like it. I think a lot of people like
a pencil skirt.
A pencil skirt.
They only exist in porn.
No one wears them anymore. They don't make them.
They don't sell them anymore. Yeah. You can only buy them as costume pieces.
Naughty secretary costume.
Yeah. I think a lot of people just like the workplace scenario because of the like taboo too.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And the like power dynamic thing of like you've been naughty, so I gotta bend you over.
I'm not getting the raise.
Yeah.
Like
let me show you how
there must be something I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. After passionate kisses, she could not refuse anal.
Oh no. Yeah, that's always my second thought after I have a passionate kiss.
Well, you did it. You got access to a back door.
Next, we have HD, Passion HD, two girls tag team and slobber guys juicy dick.
Oh, yeah. Passion HD is a platform, I think, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
I wrote after that one that I was like, this makes me feel like Passion HD doesn't have a super lock on what passion is.
Yeah.
Like two girls like slobbering a dick is not what I think of for passion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean.
Sure, if it's your passion.
Yeah.
But guess what? It's going to be a two-person awkward blowjob.
Yeah.
Like one tongue on one side of it. And just somebody feeling left out.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a porn podcast.
Yeah. I know.
We're going to talk about sex stuff.
You're blowing my mind.
You've had sex. Yeah?
I'm going to go home. I'm going to run home to my husband and tell him everything I heard in this room.
That'll show us.
That'll really get him.
Yeah.
Last one. Really no idea on this, so feel free to help me out if you have guesses. Matt and Giselle passionately making love under Chan Chan.
Chan Chan.
Is a Chan Chan a thing?
I don't know. Do we
Wait, is it, how do you spell it?
C-H-A-N-C-H-A-N.
Oh. Under Chan Chan.
I'm Googling Chan Chan.
Google Chan Chan because in my head, this is, in order for it to be a passion porn, I think it's like under a tree. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you think Chan Chan's a tree?
Yeah, maybe it's like a, I think it's ancient a tree. Oh, yeah. It's just the nickname they have for the chandelier.
Chan Chan, the timeless citadel of clay.
Oh, it's a citadel.
Oh, was the capital city of the Chimú civilization, which flourished on the northern coast of Peru. I don't feel like that's what they're referring to. Because, like, fucking under a city.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Hot. But it's, in order for it to be a passion porn, like, there's got to be, like, it's I'm going to figure out the key to this porn. And I'm going to say...
Oh, wait. Chan Chan's an archaeological site.
Oh.
A great ruined and abandoned city, the capital of the Chimú Kingdom. So,
oh, it's an abandoned...
Under Chan Chan. So these people are like fucking in archaeological tunnels.
Oh, that's hot.
Theoretically.
Maybe they're archaeologists and they've just discovered that they love each other.
They have feelings.
You know, yes. How to make their feelings known. Like, this is giving me like English patient vibes. And I'm having like so here for
a
it.
A weird dusty fuck in like a tunnel.
Yes. Like they've been
they're
on
getting
this...
cum all over all of the bones that are
they're on this excavation site. They've been, you know, there's been some passion, there's some tension between them, and they just can't take it anymore.
I bet you that happened all the time.
Absolutely. All these fossils are crusty and it's from cum.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's how they stick them back together in the museum anyway. Yeah.
That smell that you're smelling in the American
that, like,
Natural History.
Old musty smell.
The Natural Museum of Natural History. I forgot what the museum was called, if anyone could.
The Museum of Natural History.
Yeah, I've
never been. The Natural History Museum.
That's what I said.
It's both.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, people call it both.
I've never been, but maybe now I'll
go. I worked there briefly, and I'm not even confident I know what it's called.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that they should do more events there, like fun cocktail hours.
Oh, sure.
I bet they do.
More like DJ nights.
They should also shoot a porn there.
Like...
Oh, has a porn been done in a museum?
Oh, I bet.
Somebody did.
That's hot.
Yeah.
I'm here for that.
I feel like the Natural History Museum, there's so much regulation.
Yeah.
It's also a sort of like ancient institution.
Right.
Yeah, which is why we got to fuck there.
In like every 90s TV show, a class trip has slept over at a museum, like at night.
Yeah.
They're like, it's our night to go to the museum, and we sleep there, and somebody knocks over like
the dinosaur. Yeah,
but like that's such an insane trope. That was a
like
thing.
No one you know has actually slept
had
in
a
museum, right?
Yeah, had a lock.
Maybe it used to be a thing, but like people kept knocking over the bones.
You guys, we're writing a porn right now. This is how it starts. Okay.
And if you guys do it, just credit us. We don't want to do the work. Yeah. We just want the credit.
Just give us an
original idea by.
Yeah, story by.
It's true.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a quick break.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, and we're back
Talk
to you more about passionate porn.
Hey.
And porn we're passionate about, which sometimes are not the same thing.
Correct.
As we've learned. The first video we're going to talk about is from DutchFantasies.com, which, wow.
Oh, boy.
Could have continued living my life knowing that it didn't exist.
So it's called Dutch Couple, well, on the aggregates, it's called Dutch Couple Passionate Love Making Sex for First Time. Guess what this video isn't? Any of those things. For something that uses words like passionate and lovemaking, it completely lacks...
All of the above.
All of the above.
What's weird is like it's also tagged, under the categories, it's tagged big dick, blonde, brunette, hardcore, and then MILF. Like, I was like, what? It's just a grab bag?
It is a grab bag.
You just threw some shit.
Definitely not a MILF. Yeah. She's young. Yeah. She is blonde. She's not also brunette.
Yeah. No one's
He's
brunette.
He's blonde? Would we call him blonde or brown haired?
Would we even say he has a big dick? I don't know.
I think he's blonde.
Yeah, he's blonde. There's no brunette to this. Yeah. No, he's like a dirty blonde.
And there's nothing hardcore about this.
Yes.
There's also nothing passionate. It's just like...
Yeah.
It's just like a dick going in and out, really.
In the weirdest ways. Yeah.
In the weirdest ways.
I truly have never watched porn before and been like, that isn't a position.
Yeah.
I was just confused. Not one.
The dead body thing. What the fuck?
Okay. A quick synopsis.
Yeah.
Basically, they're at a weird hotel.
A shithole hotel.
Yes. Literally a hotel from shit.com. And she walks in and she's like, hello. And then there's no speaking. They just look out the window next to each other.
And then it cuts to her boob. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Literally
him licking her boob.
Yeah. Like, oh, interesting edit there. And there's just like some slow holding of one another.
Uh-huh.
And then
they kiss.
Yes.
Can we talk about how they kiss? Mouth open, no movement.
It's weird.
Just lock open mouths.
Like a little leech.
And breathe.
Like, are their tongues moving in there? Breathe into each other's noses.
Yeah. It's so strange. Also, like...
Okay, and wait. He's wearing so many silver chains. Like,
His whole outfit was psychotic.
And their hairdos were absolutely illegal.
Yeah.
Her hair...
Was a mullet, but it was
soaking wet, greasy, kind of.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was hard from hairspray.
At one point, she was on top of him.
Yeah.
And her hair is like flopping forward in like a solid chunk.
It looked like a hedgehog.
The hair was freaking me out. But also, what year do we think this is from?
Oh, I mean, it had to have been like 2001 because he's wearing cargo shorts.
Okay.
Which we all know after the year 2001 were illegal.
It also baffles me because, like, quite frankly, the Netherlands are a very sexually progressive place.
Yeah.
Like, how does this exist?
On DutchFantasies.com.
In a country, the Dutch should be ashamed that this has the word Dutch associated with it.
Like, we need to call someone. Yeah.
Get Amsterdam on the horn, stat.
She, also the two of them, very frail.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Very
IMHO.
Skinny. Yeah.
Very skinny.
Very skinny. Yeah. Her panties.
What was that? I forgot.
They were like yellow and bedazzled.
They were like... They looked like thick beads. Yeah. Like that stood an inch off of her crotch area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rather than sequins, she was wearing like beaded underwear.
That was really scary.
Specifically, in one section, too. It was like in the front section so that she looked like she almost was like wearing a cod piece as part of her underwear.
I was like, that was such a strange choice. Instead of just wearing underwear, she wore like armor.
Yeah. A chastity belt.
Yeah,
that was.
They did say sex for the first time, so maybe she was losing her virginity. Yeah. I don't know.
There was
the most awkward moment of him pounding, and she's just staring up at him,
staring up,
eyes wide, head cocked, just glaring into his eyes. Which
the
I was like,
whole video.
Did someone say that eye contact equals passion? Like, I think that was
the
direction.
There's no dialogue after the hello.
Yeah.
And there's no sound.
It's as if they are trying to withhold any reaction to what's happening.
Which is the opposite of passion.
Oh my God.
It's a lot of very slappy.
Yeah.
Slappy missionary sex.
Yes.
Like lots of
weird.
Yeah, and with them not making sounds, it's just slapping sounds.
Who's having fun?
Wait,
for 11 whole minutes.
That was so scary to me because, okay, I woke up at 6:30 a.m. to watch the porns. And I was in my kitchen making food and tea.
Yeah.
And I had it turned up and I turned around for a second and I literally go, what is that noise? And I turned around and I was like, it sounded like they turned up the volume for like the dick slapping sound.
Yeah.
And also that sound with passion is so They don't go together.
It's no, mismatched.
It's like you know, that sound passion, happens.
It doesn't stop.
It's, yeah. It needs to, you know, it's a byproduct, and hopefully it's not the only
noise.
Like you right. said, like it sounded like they like turned up the Foley on the slapping yeah. sound.
So weird.
And then everything else down.
Okay, but how about the move where they're just like soaking?
Yeah, how about the move where she's laying on top of him and then, how do I even describe this? They're like slithers her hips. And that like, sounds hot. Bear with me. It's definitely not.
Wait,
like,
her legs are stick straight.
Yeah, her legs, both of her legs are stick straight. Yeah.
She's on top of him and then she's just like they're, not swirling her hips in any way that would like deepen penetration.
No,
she's
no.
just... like sliding back and forth yeah. like across his dick.
It looks like one piece of cooked spaghetti on top of one piece of uncooked spaghetti. Yeah. And also her hands were straight down at her side. Yeah. I was like, I was so freaked out by that. And so I had never weird. Seen or heard of that position.
Me neither. It was, she just
it's
was
not
like,
a position. She just it was like
he was circular. Moving her around. Yeah. His hands were on her butt.
Yeah. And yeah. Moving just like her. Moving her yes. hips around.
It was like, I just imagined his dick was like Play-Doh in there. Yeah. Like it was yeah. like a mashing exercise.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the point of that was.
I was confused also by her just anatomy because then they were having sex standing up.
Yes.
Wait.
What? Yeah. How? Yes. This is where I was like, this isn't a position. So they're having sex standing up facing
fully,
each other.
And they're like the same height.
Standing perfectly like straight with both of their legs straight down to the ground. And I truly was like, how is his dick getting no. in her?
He's, yeah. he's Ken and she's Barbie and there's nothing between their legs. The way that they were having sex
was so strange. I was like is her vagina like literally on the front like of her vulva?
Yes.
Like, I was like, how is this going straight
like,
in?
Truly, with like she was kind of leaning back at yeah. times, and I was like, maybe she's making this work.
Yeah.
But I had to imagine that he was just like dipping the head of his penis into like the very front entry of her
yeah.
vagina
yeah.
and getting no deeper
so,
because that's
so
just
confused.
What that angle. No one fucks
oh my
like that.
God, it was so
I'm,
weird.
No, that is truly insane.
Unheard of. I was like it was just it was
unnerving.
I have nothing to say. I was blown away by it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's like a tiny sequence for literally 30 seconds where they jerk each other off. That is the literally in the whole video the only attention her clit ever gets.
Oh yeah, but he's like mm-hmm. kind of
oh, yeah,
like,
but like an awkward
right.
moment where they're like, so they've been fucking standing up and then yeah. they're standing up and then they're just like jerking each other off yeah. while standing. Because
yes.
why use the bed in this dingy yeah. hotel? Yeah.
Well, unless I was thinking when she was doing the laying on top stick straight.
Yeah.
I was thinking like, oh, maybe that.
Like
feels
getting,
good for her
yeah.
and like that's how she's getting off but and he has no idea and yeah. he thinks he can do
yeah.
but I was like the, that my only thought for that could be this must feel good for her
yeah.
otherwise it's truly
why?
Insane
why are
well
they
if her
it?
Vulva is arranged in a way that it would make sense for her to have sex standing up
yeah.
like maybe her clit is like on her belly button
yeah.
and it made sense for her to like
and good on
mesh.
You girl.
Yeah listen do what you gotta do your body works differently than mine
yeah good for you. There's another excellent moment where she like licks up at his mouth and he goes and like gives her the least passionate like peck back.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah. There's a lot like they fuck. There's a lot of like slapping sex with
yeah.
more of the like open mouthed, no moving kissing, which was like
yeah.
extra weird. Like,
yeah.
It just made it feel like a different species of animal fucking.
Yeah,
it I was like, this isn't how we do
aliens.
It.
Yeah.
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 And then lots of like, oh, we're kissing because it's passionate, but
right.
like not actual like kissing, like weird pecks, like, oh, I'm going to give you a peck and then slap my dick into your.
Her eyes were so
more.
Like wide and scary. And with like her like
she, they
predator
were, they had just
alien
killed someone.
Yeah.
They just killed someone. They didn't have a car. They hitchhiked to this motel.
Right.
For some reason, this person who owns a hotel let these two in there.
Yeah.
And then they get in there and this and now they're celebrating having sex.
Yeah, because they got away with murder.
That's
but
the
they're aliens
thing.
The whole time.
Oh, this
yeah.
is the pilot. This is actually the pilot of How to Get Away
no,
with
they
murder.
Got kicked out of space. They weren't
they
even good at being
space.
Aliens.
Because they were like, no one fucks like that.
Stop doing that. We're aliens, not freaks.
Oh my God.
I wrote, this porn is a joke about what sex is. Like,
absolutely.
It's like what I thought sex was when I was in elementary school.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
like, you stand up and the penis goes in and you're over and you don't touch each
yeah,
other.
That's it.
Like,
yeah.
it
I thought,
like,
actually thought when I was younger, like,
what is. What did you think?
Like, you go to a motel, literally, yeah. in my head, and it's like, or you're like in a heart-shaped bed,
yeah.
and like you're staring at each other and kissing, and like that's sex.
That's sex.
Yeah.
Like sexy red sheets.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that's sex.
I thought sex was just like being naked and like the guy touches your boobs.
It is.
I thought we're... That's it.
That's literally what I thought.
I thought
it was
actually not unlike the laying straight thing. Yeah. Like that it was just people soaking. Like yeah. lying down on like soaking is what I thought sex yeah. was. Like yeah. the motion and the friction did not yeah. occur to me as right. a child. Like
yeah.
I
was like oh, no.
two humans stacked on top of another and yeah. that's it.
Right.
Well, I think that's why when kids get so confused if they walk in on their parents because yeah. like
they're like what are you doing?
Yeah, that's insane. Why are you screaming? Why are you like that? Like, why is he attacking her?
Yeah, why is her leg up in the air?
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
what's this weird motion?
You're yeah, doing? Like, what's this wrestling you're doing? What's this weird smell? It's the bones from the archaeological dig.
It smells weirdly like, he's like the Natural like, History Museum.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god.
But it so like coming into what when you guys asked me to watch the porns.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is like my biggest fear is yeah. when I watch porns, they make me feel really sad for yeah. the actors.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Like it's just a really, and you guys know way more than me and I don't know that much about porn, but yeah. I just know how it makes me feel. And it's like peeking into a really dark world.
Yeah. That's kind of why we started this podcast.
Right.
Yeah. Is like,
and
I
love
would
that.
Get like turned on by porn, but at the same time be like, is she okay?
I,
like,
that's
you
all
just, like,
I feel. Is
think
she
about
okay?
these performers and like wonder who the fuck they are, where right. they came from.
How much did they get paid? Like, did they get paid? Yeah, are they yeah. okay now? Are they alive?
Yes.
Like my
who
mind
knows?
Races.
Yeah. yeah. So that's why we specifically look for porn. We like know the people are compensated. They're eager and successful performers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're operating in like
yeah.
a space of consent.
It's just like any of the men stuff, like the men and all these things, I'm like so scared of. I just like they freak me out.
Yeah.
And also I noticed in both of these, I found myself saying out loud, ew, at the shot of at when the woman is on top and they shoot from behind her butt.
Oh, and, really?
And you
yeah.
see the
it's a
the dick from that
porn yeah. shot.
It's just like
yeah.
nothing is good from that shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I never want to see what I look like from that angle.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a shot I never need. It's a shot you constantly see in mainstream
yeah.
porn of like just penetration. Yeah. I don't like it because it the just friction. Like isolates the sex act.
Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
never going to see that during
in real
sex.
Life. Yeah.
But
right.
I think it's just for the male gaze that is like fascinated with the anatomy. It's like, look closer at her pussy lips. Like,
yeah.
Which is, you know, 20% of viewers might be into that, but
yeah.
like all of those viewers
yeah.
run porn studios.
Right.
So,
right.
You know what I mean? Like,
wait, when you guys watch porn, are you like, oh my God, that's what her vagina looks like?
Sometimes, yeah.
Are you like, mine is disgusting or mine is great?
Well, it depends.
Do porn stars have to get a lot of plastic surgery on their vagina?
This is funny. Someone brought this up to me this week, and I realized I don't know the stats around it, like
yeah.
how in porn quite often the vaginas you see are like very mainstream vaginas, you
yeah.
know, like there are very different kinds of vaginas or vulvas, I guess I should say, that you don't yeah. see in porn. If I thought hard about it, I'd be like, yeah, my vagina's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, compared to most of the ones I see, like, it definitely isn't, like, a porn-ready vagina, I don't think.
I feel
no.
like all
oh,
the
no.
porn that I've been watching.
Mine would be X-rated, but not yeah. because it's porn. Yeah. Like, for medical reasons, I feel like they'd be like, no.
They're like, there's a completely new rating we're giving this. Yeah. I feel
it's
like
just MR for medical reasons.
A lot of the stuff that we watch, though, has all different shapes and sizes.
Yeah, we do, you know? Like, because we watch a lot of feminist, ethical,
like, alternative
porn,
indie
we
porn.
Do see, like, different kinds of bodies.
Right.
I think there is, like, a sort of standard mm. that you see in mainstream, so we see a lot of that as well.
Right.
Yeah, I was
and
because
there
in both
still,
of these,
like,
the women were so skinny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were both tiny.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, a coincidence of this.
I think so, yeah.
This episode.
No, yeah. you guys only want to watch porn where the women are 90 pounds.
Yeah.
If the women
right.
have tits bigger than an A cup, I'm out of here.
Yeah, disgusting.
I don't
C
want
C cup,
titty.
And I don't want to see that.
No. I want a small, ample chest. You know?
Sorry.
Nothing. Anything more than a handful is waste.
Oh, I always say that. If yeah. you can't carry it, it's trash.
You know when you're Betsy carrying has, your also, tits around.
Betsy has massive tits. Yeah, it's like a secret.
It's so fucking annoying.
It's a secret. Not a lot of people know this.
Yeah.
She does a good job of hiding them.
Yeah, but it's like, it's they're, gigantic.
They're I huge. Think it's a great thing.
I know, but it...
It's a hassle because it hurts sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Tell the people.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm like sitting here.
Do you get back stuff?
My back doesn't usually hurt because I get the right bras. I go to bra tenders. It's in the city. The lady whips your tits around. Like, I'm surprised they're still there by the time she's done with my ass. Yeah. But I think because I wear the appropriate bra, they don't. It doesn't really hurt. But sometimes it's why I have bad posture because I always try to hide my boobs.
Yeah,
yeah.
And like my whole life, I've like done that. Stood like this.
To hide them.
Right. And I like don't wear tight clothes usually. Rachel spilled beer all over her at work and I had to give her my sweater the other day and I only had a skin tight turtleneck underneath and I felt like I was in just a thong.
She felt so vulnerable. I was like, you look great. What are you talking about? And she's like, everyone's going to see my boobs.
Like, I'm in a porno when I'm in just the turtleneck.
When she's wearing a long sleeve turtleneck, a tight turtleneck, she's like, I feel like I'm so
girls
vulnerable.
On porn. Okay, anyways,
should we go on to the deeper.com bed?
Yes.
So, cool. So interesting. I didn't know that these types of webs, of course I knew they existed, but I've never been on one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when I logged in, I didn't get to click around because again, I woke up very early to
You can always go back. I know.
I am curious what else is on there. But intro the deeper.com vid.
Okay, cool. So this is called Always. It's directed by Caden Cross. Features Evelyn Clare and one of our faves, Mickey Maude.
Are they famous in the porn world?
They are. Yeah. They are. Yeah, they're pretty well known. They're
Mickey's been on our show.
Yeah, Mickey came on our show.
Yeah.
I was trying actually the other day to try to equate like porn fame to like regular fame. Like, actually, when Michael Vegas came on, he mentioned Evelyn Clare to me. Who she like started as a cam girl and is now like does scenes and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
It's like I've been looking at their Instagrams to be like, how famous is porn famous?
Yeah.
It's not a great metric though, because Instagram like specifically blocks and hinders sex anybody workers. That does anything that resembles sex work, like let alone like actual sex work. Like they get shut down a lot. Like we've been shut down.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're not even, you know, actual porn performers.
Yeah.
But like Michael Vegas and Mickey probably both have like something like 25,000 followers.
Yeah.
And like I would say Evelyn Clare is in like a similar echelon.
Yeah.
So they're like very well known in the community and they probably work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
but it's hard to be like, you know, Evelyn Clare would be like Alison Brie. Like I don't know.
Yeah, right?
I feel like that's a good one. I think she is.
Yeah. I just cast Alison Brie as Evelyn Clare in her biopic. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But like how much do they get paid a year? Just tell me right now.
I don't know that information.
Cam girls, like, who are quite successful can pull, like, six figures. Mm-hmm. For a scene like this, the going rate is, like, 1,200, like, maybe, like, 1,000 to 1,500. More than that if you're in high demand or you're, like, quite popular. But, like, if you're doing a shoot in the in a day, you're usually making, like, $1,000 or you're being ripped off.
Mm. Are any porn stars SAG?
I'm sure there are porn performers that are SAG who also act in mainstream stuff, but there's not a sex workers union. Like there's not a porn performers union.
That's the whole thing.
Right. Yeah. Which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
They need residuals.
They really do.
We also learned recently when Michael Vegas, who's another performer, very similar to like Mickey Maude in terms of like clout and like reputation, like how established he is. That they, when they create their own pages like Pornhub or like Model Hub premium content, they make $30 per 1,000 views, which is like significantly more than YouTube. So if you are like subscribing to and like watching the content, like the premium content of these performers, they're making a pretty decent return on, like he has videos that are like millions of views. So he made like $30,000 on a video.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
If you get to that level.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So there are ways that like they've figured it out, but
they should do Patreon.
They do.
They do.
They do.
They do.
Oh, that's so
Patreon
smart.
Patreon is huge for sex
workers. I'm glad Patreon
is still doing that. Yeah. They might not. There's been some like controversy or like talk of them changing their guidelines. Like Tumblr used to do a ton of
erotic stuff. I remember this whole thing.
And then they like shut it down and like all these sex workers just kind of had to leave Tumblr essentially or just became useless to them. Instagram's going that way. They keep changing their guidelines to be more and more sex negative and to specifically marginalize anything to do with sex work or anything to do with sex positivity, anything to do with like feminism, quite frankly. Instagram's fucked.
Yeah.
They are fucked.
They're going the way of Facebook sooner than later. But Patreon, people, cool. Patreon?
I don't know.
I say Patreon, but
that makes more sense because they're patrons. You know, like that's the play on words.
Patreon.
Yeah.
General Patton's.
Anyway, so this video is called Always, starring two wonderful performers. And we open with like a sort of arty montage.
Yeah, this is kind of the way of like Deeper.
I was going to say you see this a lot with Deeper where it's like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like they tend to make pretty long format videos. Like they're usually half hour
Great production quality.
Usually high production value. Like you can tell the like lighting and the production design like is
There is lighting. It makes a huge difference.
And it's
there
good,
was a set designer, lighting. AKA all those candles.
Someone came in
and very long
and production designed the shit out of this hotel room.
Absolutely.
And the piano bench.
Oh,
and
sure.
I actually love that they, like, fucked on a squeaky bench.
I know.
So we open on sort of a montage that, like, teases things that they, like, different sexual things that they do over the course of the video.
Right. And also, like, that they have a relationship.
Yeah. Oh, well, my whole thing was the montage was insane. I didn't know what the F was happening, but I thought I was watching a sexy K's jewelry ad because it ends on her engagement ring.
Yes.
Oh,
to be
yeah.
like, candle burning down.
They're engaged and they're about to really fuck. Get your ring this fall. It was psycho.
This could be you.
It was like the camera landed perfectly on the ring.
You know, it was nuts.
Wow.
And like them kissing under the umbrella.
And the candle
rain.
Dripping on her ass.
I know. It is like a sexy K jewelry. I love it.
But just give me the montage.
Really?
I don't need to watch after that.
That was enough for you. You got the montage. You're out.
Oh, no. I was like,
you're
skip
not
the montage.
Here for the sex.
Yeah. Skip the montage. Let's get to the fucking.
I like a little montage up
I
front.
Do, too.
It, like, gets me
Wait,
titillated.
Why? Okay,
like,
okay.
I don't need so much the story.
Yeah,
like,
I wasn't
dialogue. Like, oh, they're engaged. Therefore, this is okay. Like, I don't, like, need to know their relationship.
No, I think they shouldn't have had that part.
Yeah.
I thought
really
it was a bit
late.
Much.
Just a little extra. But I like when, like, porn will be, like, non-linear and be, like, dick sucking, slapping on that, like, just kind of, like, a furious montage. And
Me
then
too.
Be like, okay, let's get to the actual sex.
Okay, I had so many questions about that. I'm, like, thinking only in real time. And in both porns, I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Also, like, especially in this one that we're talking about, she comes, like, pretty early on.
Yeah.
And then she does all that stuff after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No way. I feel
when
like,
you come, you're out the door.
You're done.
I'm like, get off me. Don't touch me. See you in an hour. And I feel like it's like really sensitive or hurts right after.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And but then every time she comes right after, they're doing something else that I would find uncomfortable.
Really? Mm. Yeah. I get that.
So, but am I supposed to think it's real time?
Yes, well, but it's porn. So like the standard is high.
Right.
Like.
Right.
Like, he could have come 8 times and I would have been like, and that's a pretty normal night of sex, you know? But, like, a performer like Mickey can go fucking forever and then, like, come when he's supposed to.
Yeah.
You know, that's sort of the magical talent
and
that
a performer,
male
like,
performers have.
Evelyn is like, I'm going to hopefully get off at least once or twice, you know, over the course of this.
Yeah.
Evelyn
and then
looks
just,
like a Kat Von D.
Oh, interesting. I thought she looked like Lara
like
Flynn Boyle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's very... You know? I'm leaning towards the Laura just because she's so petite.
Yeah.
I
oh
like
gosh,
her decanter
so
tattoo.
Yeah.
I like this tattoo on her arm. I did not like
this
the...
This one?
I did not like the established in 1996
that
tattoo.
Yeah. Took me out of it.
It
like
made
this.
Me feel old, and I had to do the math and be like, wait, how old is she?
I know. Me too. I felt weird.
I felt really weird.
She's
she should
young.
Have covered that.
Yeah. Well.
With makeup.
It's her expression.
Well, I
plus like honestly in porn being born in 96 is only a good thing. You know, like
I
being
know.
Young and like having a teeny little petite body is a vibe.
Yeah.
But I liked her. I thought she had like a cool playfulness to her. Like
she did.
Was
she
more great believable.
Acting. Yeah. Also, the laughing at the very end, I was like, wow.
Okay. See, here's my thing about laughing in porn. I don't want it to be, I don't think like giggling is sexy. Like I don't like giggling in porn. Like I want it to be serious. You know what I mean? I want it to be like giggling. I want there to be laughing only when something funny happens. Like, oh, your dick fell out. You know what I mean? Then it's like, oh, we're going to acknowledge something funny happened.
Okay.
Like I don't want to be giggling like, and then like put a dick in your mouth. You know what I mean? Like that's.
No. Okay. I see what you're saying. Cause when you started talking about this, I was like, this is weird. Cause now I'm picturing you like super self-serious during sex. Rachel's like the funniest person. If she was like unable to crack a joke while fucking someone, it would be weird.
No,
I'd be like,
I mean,
Rachel's
like
a different person when she fucks.
Yeah.
You're saying, I think what you're getting at that I agree with is like the faux, like,
like
the playful
I don't like
girlishness.
Yeah, I don't like the girly, giggly, like.
No.
Got it.
You know, like.
I didn't mind it here because it wasn't so over the top.
No, it wasn't. But
it
I
was
just mean
like occasionally.
General.
And I agree. I'm not really here for that. But sometimes you see that and you're like, stop. Like, who are you giggling for?
Oh, yeah.
But this didn't quite go that far.
It was just like a couple
times.
She
just was like, like, this is fun.
Yeah. Also, there were a lot of shots straight of her butthole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Also very common in porn. I have to say, she had a nice butthole, though.
She had a pretty butthole.
She
had a white little butthole.
As opposed to Dutch Fantasies, who I did not like her butthole.
Well, I didn't like her at all.
If it's a butthole competition, Evelyn Clare has won.
Absolutely.
The day.
I thought in Always, when it started, it was a Twilight thing.
Oh,
there was that like bite moment with the blood.
She's the color of a white piece of paper.
She is really pale.
And it looked like an effect that they did like in post-production.
Yeah. No,
I think she's just quite fair.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they did a weird, but I don't
when
know
they
why
were
they
showing,
would do that.
When they were showing how white her butt was, I was scared.
Wait, can I say something I did like about her butt also, though?
Yeah.
That in the light, you could see that she had a little peach fuzz.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, here for a fuzzy butt.
I know. Yeah. I know.
We all have a little bit of subtle hair on our asses.
She had a very like little furry butt.
Yeah. And like the way it was lit actually just like made it glisten blonde.
I know. That was real.
Like, a little fuzzy. Yeah.
I like that.
And you saw it a few times too. Yeah. It wasn't like, whoops, like we caught a glimpse of fuzz in this shot. It was just like,
it's
she
also
had a fuzzy
like
butt
she
sometimes.
Clearly just has, like we all have that.
Yeah.
And it would be impossible to remove.
Or just nuts to be like shaving your whole ass
the time.
I would just break out or get like weird ingrowns.
Oh, please.
For
me
my
too.
Like little fuzz.
Me too.
Yeah.
I loved how they used the settee.
Mm-hmm.
That's
super
the
word for it. I was like, this bench here.
I know. And there were so many different positions.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I hated it
when she, her body. Oh, my God. It was like her knee like went past her head and she crawled into like the tiniest ball as he was fucking her. And I was like.
You were scared.
When he was kind of fucking from the side, like her leg is up.
Yeah, and her body goes into the tiniest little bouncy ball.
Mm. And
you hated that.
I hated it. It like freaked me out in the weirdest
way.
Why? I don't know. And I know like we all have sex in those positions.
Right.
But seeing her be that small freaked me out.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. And all of his pressure on her legs was freaking me out.
Mm.
Yeah, you just were worried for her because she's very petite.
She's so small.
She's... Like, if you guys know what a Barbie doll looks like, those are her measurements.
No, a Barbie doll has much bigger tits.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
for
so
sure.
True.
She's also shorter.
She's
I
so
imagine
small.
A Barbie doll being tall, but how tall do we think Barbies are?
5'7".
So clearly we're all very... I was going to go like 5'10".
5'10", actually, probably. Skipper's probably 5'2".
But
five,
I would say Evelyn Clare's probably like 5'2" or 3. Or
but this Skipper. Girl is so small that we get a really nice like face sitting moment.
Oh,
which
yeah.
I loved.
When she like slid down onto
his
mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
was,
I was like almost worried about it. But the way she like slid into him,
I was like,
damn.
Whoa, I know.
That's pretty cool.
Something that I can't do because I'm scared I'm going to kill someone. You know what I mean?
Listen, Rachel, if he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies.
Get what you need.
Yeah. Love all of, there was a lot of clit stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
Tons
of Mickey eating her out.
Oh my God, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's great with his hands.
Yeah. She also, he doesn't always do this, so I wonder if it's like her thing and she like asked for it, but it's a lot of vaginal penetration with his hand. Like he was working her G-spot a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She kind of squirts a bit.
She squirts.
Yeah.
On the
surprise
bench.
Squirts.
Yeah.
On the bench, on him, wherever it should be.
Loved that.
They also did a lot of really impressive sitting up fucking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like sitting up fucking is hard.
Wait, I don't remember the sitting up fucking.
There was a good amount of like him sitting on the bench and her on top. Like that was kind of one of the first things they did on the bench. Mm-hmm. After like they did a bunch of head stuff, then it was a lot of like sometimes it was like him laying down and her fucking him on top. It was like after she sat on his face.
Yeah.
But a lot of it was like them sitting up together and doing some like deep dick stuff in a sitting position, which I always think is kind of sweet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I loved all of the finger sucking too. Mm-hmm. I like to do that in real life, so I like seeing it.
Yeah.
She sucked on his thumb, his fingers. Like that was sexy.
Sure. I'm into that.
That's passionate.
Yeah. Like, okay, there's no germs when there's passion.
Wait, germs.
I have a question about both.
What?
Porns.
Yes.
The guy doesn't come in the woman.
Never.
Yeah. So that's.
Is that a porn thing?
Yeah. So very. Why? Just the cum, like a cum shot has become a thing. And it's a very male gazy thing. And I think it's a
you
like.
You want to see the. They want to see the finish.
They want to see the finish and the like proof that it happened.
But they could show it coming out of the woman's vagina too.
Right. Well, that's a cream pie. That's a specific genre of like finish.
Yeah.
That's what we call it when there's a little. You get it?
My eyes are in the ceiling. I didn't think that that's what a cream pie or cream puff?
Cream pie.
Cream pie.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting.
Could also be called a cream puff.
You know, but I did think that was interesting in both.
Yeah.
Because especially when there's passion, I feel like that would mean coming inside the woman.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No, I actually like made a note to myself that I was like, do you think porn stars miss coming inside of people?
Yeah.
That like you'd be like, oh, I just want to come inside this person for
I'm
once.
I'm sure that makes them come so fast in real life.
Yeah.
Potentially, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is like, it's like a high pressure thing. Like you hear like a lot of male porn stars deal with a lot of pressure to like not come for a very long time and then to like come on command. It's sort of like similar to actors crying on command, except for it's a like physiological thing and very hard to like manufacture and like you need the cum shot to like
so are they just blocking the out they're just like trying not to think about it the entire time until it's time.
I think it depends. I think there's some performers who sort of like do it that way or like sort of desensitize themselves, and there are like you hear like nightmares of like mainstream performers who like slam their dicks in doors to desensitize their dicks and stuff, like horrible shit. But like performers like Mickey, I think he's just like gifted, who knows?
Yeah.
But like Michael Vegas, when he came on, talked very much about like how much he like knows his body and pays attention to like, I think you like develop a facility for like knowing if and like what's going to make you come and like how to sort of edge yourself and what's going to get you there.
Yeah.
And then they all go through phases where like, I'm fucking losing my vibe and I have to do 8 scenes this week or whatever, you know?
My gosh.
You know.
It's work. Sex work is real work.
It is.
Yeah. Draining. Mm-hmm. Like they can say they're tired.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Obviously the women.
No.
Yes, ain't tired. You never seem tired. Yeah.
Obviously the women too, because like you said, like, if you do come, then you might have like a certain sensitivity after and you're like still going to get banged away at because you're going to get the like length of this massive porn.
Yeah.
And it might not be the like you might be doing a whole bunch of fucking scenes that week. Like I get fucking raw just having like normal person sex a few times a week, let alone like porn sex.
I know.
I need a bath.
Well, that's why I thought that they like she was such a good actor. I mean, even if it's she's not like. Like, I never saw a moment of, like, oh, get this over with.
She was committed.
I know.
She was in it.
I'm in. And she was very beautiful and beautiful hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Great hair.
Gorgeous hair.
They were just a hot couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good pairing.
Yeah.
Loved all the passionate kissing, too. I think that's, like, a big thing for passion as a search term is, like,
great kissing. And you don't always see kissing in porn.
And you definitely didn't see it in that
weird
first one.
Open mouth.
Yeah.
Incorrect kissing.
Like, don't, sometimes they just don't kiss.
Yeah. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I loved it. I loved it. And I loved that it ended with some spooning too.
Mm-hmm. And I liked her laugh at the end, but that was a different, that wasn't like, oh, I can't believe we're doing this like stupid girly laugh.
Right.
It was like, a laugh that hopefully we've all experienced in some fashion where you're like, you came like a train and you're like, yeah.
I know.
Ah, fuck yeah. Yeah. It's like a satisfied laugh. Yeah. 100%. You know, I made it weird. She was very delicate about it. I was like aggro about my come.
Aha, I got him again.
Vanquished. Oh, I also made a note. I loved, like, it's close to the end, but when he was like fucking her from behind, but kind of like holding her.
Mm.
That one where, like, her petiteness, like, didn't bother me. Like, it was actually just, like, nice. Like, they felt like they were connected. And I love when someone can, like, fuck you from behind and, like, still play with your tits and stuff.
I had to rewind because every time, whenever he was fucking her from behind, I didn't know if it was in her butt.
You just needed to know.
I needed to know, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it never was.
It never was.
I don't think there was anal in this.
Yeah. If there was anal, they would have made a point of, like, showing it going in her asshole.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad there wasn't then. And I don't think her butt does that.
Oh, it does.
That tiny butthole.
Yeah.
Oh, it will, honey.
Life finds a way.
It's true. It really does.
So what do we think? Are either of these going into your spank bank?
Always is for me. Yeah, for sure.
It got me there.
Well, I only have the choice between these two, so yeah. I'm going to take the first one.
I'm excited for you to now become a porn addict.
You guys, stay tuned.
Ryan's going to come home and be like, Betsy, where are you?
I know. And he's going to
hear up in a tiny ball.
He's going to hear the Dutch sex.com, whatever it
Dutch
is.
Fantasy.
Just silent slapping.
I can't wait for my future.
Oh my God. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show, Beth.
Thanks for having me, you guys. It was a blast. I learned a lot.
I bet you did.
I'm sorry I mostly had questions.
No, we're glad.
It was fun for us to be like, oh, we've learned some of this and have answers to some of these questions.
We don't know either. We're not experts. We're
learning as we go.
Enthusiasts.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah, thanks for listening. You can find us on Instagram at GirlsOnPorn, that's porn without the O, or on Twitter at GOP the Podcast, or at our website at girlsonporn.com.
Just a reminder to rate, review, subscribe. I don't know, give us like 5 stars. We think that that's appropriate. Just a reminder to buy our merch.
Oh yeah, we have merchandise.
You gotta buy a tee.
You can get tees. We got mugs,
magnets.
We're still figuring out the magnets.
Don't get the magnets yet.
Sometimes they're framed weird.
But get a t-shirt. You know, at the very least.
No. Thanks for listening, everyone. This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.